You're listening to Season 2 of Peace Signs, stories of peace, justice, and faith at Penn State University. Brought to you by Third Way Collective.
So, I grew up in the American Protestant church, and it was always a big part of my family growing up. I went to church camps all through my life as a child. Then when I became older, I think as many people do, I felt like the questions I had about faith in God were not being answered by the church background that I was in, and I started to look both internally and externally for answers that I didn't feel like the church community was providing. My name is Eli Rowe. I'm an incoming senior at Penn State. I have lived in State College since I was 5 years old, so that's 16 years now. My parents are Penn State teachers and professors. My brother is a Penn State graduate. I have red and blue and white in my veins, or just blue and white, I guess, actually. I'm studying Rehabilitation and Human Services, which is Penn State's longer name for a social work degree. When I was about 19 or 20, I kind of started coming back to my faith background and saying, well, I haven't really found the answers outside of faith. Maybe I didn't look in the right places in faith. And I have found different people than kind of the people I grew up with who have really made me feel like faith is still an important part of my life. Faith at Penn State is a strange animal. There's not really, though there are tons and tons of faith groups, in my experience, there's not really a community of faith at Penn State. There's a lot of sort of fragmented groups, but there isn't a sense of being part of a larger purpose, working towards a larger goal, and those are things that are very important to me in my faith life. So I've been able to find that online in a certain sense. I've been able to find that through groups in a sense, but I really wish there was more of a kind of feeling of we're all here and we're gonna do something amazing with our faith. I feel a little bit like faith at Penn State is very in its own box, and if you're not in that box, then you can't collaborate with someone in the other box. So that was frustrating to me when I first came to Penn State, dealing with things like the very strong disconnect between how most people thought of faith and how I had experienced it in my life. I tell people my family is religious, and they think we're a bunch of, like, nutshells that don't believe in science. You know, my dad is a math professor, and they have, my experience is that Penn State students really do not have a concept of what it means to be a complete person with a faith background. But I don't feel like people say, oh, you must be awful for having faith. I just feel like they have an idea of what faith means to them that doesn't fit with the idea of what faith means to me. And I think if we sat down and had a conversation about it, we would find that our ultimate goals are similar, even if the way we approach them are different. Like, for me, social justice is an important part of faith, but you ask most Penn State students, they'll say, oh, Christianity is against social justice, Christianity is racist, Christianity is homophobic. And, you know, there's reasons they feel that way, and it's hard to kind of combat that media image of what it means to be Christian when you have to repeatedly kind of affirm your Christian identity, both as a person of faith, but also as a person in the world. You can find your community in the church, but to me, the community is more important than the building, and I think sometimes people mix that up. So for me, I felt like when my faith was not connected to what I saw as inherent issues of injustice and cruelty in the world, when it was just about me praying the right way or me worshiping the right way, I didn't feel like it was faith. I felt like it was a ritual. And when I took my faith and said, I feel like the message of the Bible is that we don't ignore these things, I felt much stronger in my faith. I felt this is what faith is meant to be. It's meant to be a way to connect, reach out, and help other people.
Peace Signs is a project of Third Way Collective, committed to Christ-centered peace, justice, and faith at Penn State University. To find out more and to lend your voice, like us on Facebook, follow on Twitter, or visit us at thirdwaycollective.org.